No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
You know, my mother used to say, long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
So many times when I do a show and I recognize someone who has made a difference in our community, it leads to the next step. And a lot of times those next steps are to organizations and foundations who can help others in similar situations. On Wednesday, if you followed The Mark White Show on Wednesday, you heard April Bradley, and she talked about her husband, Charlie Bradley, who was a police officer for Pelham Police Department. He died serving. He was taken through suicide. PTSD, depression, all the different challenges that he faced, Charlie took his life, and April shared about that. But she also shared about the connections that she made across the country with other families who were hurting in the way that she was hurting. She felt like there was no one that she could talk to when Charlie lost his life, but there were people. And April quickly found that out as she reached out across the country and others reached out to her. In the next step of this conversation, the next step of this process, after talking to April, I reached out to Blue Help, and you heard about Blue Help on Wednesday. and I wanted to recognize this organization and the services that they provide to help people like April and help other families across the country. Sharonda Calderon is on the program with me right now, and I'd like to welcome Sharonda to the show.
Hello, thank you for inviting me. How are you?
I am doing well. We're looking forward to this conversation because I know that someone out there right now who's listening needs to hear this. Someone in April's situation who doesn't realize that Blue Help even exists. And this is a great opportunity to be able to share about Blue Help and how they are helping families like April's.
Yes, actually, I'm one of those families as well. In 2018, I lost my husband, Deputy Almedo Calderon. He was an 18-year veteran with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. I met Sam after losing my husband. I didn't have any support. And you find out that when they die by suicide, you're not afforded the same things that the other in a line of duty deaths receive. You don't receive support. You don't receive help or anything. And you're alone. You're out there. You're by yourself. And the stigma of suicide, it withdraws you. And people find themselves distant from you. Well, with Blue Help, I had the opportunity to connect with them. They honored him. They honored his service. They didn't honor the way that he died. It was his service, because that's what, you know, we at Blue Help believe. You know, it's not about how they die, but it's the way the officer lived. And that's what we focus on. That's how we honor those officers. And they honored my husband with their memorial wall on our Facebook and our page. They honored him. And they went as far as having their first annual Blue Help dinner during police week. Now, you have to think about, with police week, it's line of duty death. Well, Blue Help feels that post-traumatic stress, it should be seen as a line of duty death. So they felt that, okay, these families belong here in police week too. So they brought 40 families out to connect with each other and just had a beautiful ceremony for our officers that we lost. So that's actually how I got connected with them. The mission of spreading awareness, to break the stigma, to help others, help those officers. You know, we advocate for those officers' mental health while they're going through it. That is what Blue Help does. It was right up my alley.
You know, it is interesting to think about injuries that take place on the job. If an officer were chasing someone and they fell and injured their back, then of course that would be considered work-related. If an officer sees a death and it mentally scars the officer, it's not considered on-duty injury. And it seems to me that while we consider the physical, we also need to consider the emotional and the fact that both play a part in the officer's longevity, in the officer's personality, in how they're able to live even after service as a police officer.
That is so true. And I think it's because they can't pinpoint, they can't blame something specifically, and because you can't see it, so it's easy to brush it off. You know, oh, post-traumatic stress, well, what caused his death, and the fact that it was by their own hands. But it's cumulative. All this trauma that's built up, it's one of these things that's almost impossible for you not to be affected by it. That's why we need to address that stigma. That's what's holding us back. That's what's holding us back. That's what's holding the officers back with getting help. And that's what's holding us back with honoring them and getting the services to the families that need it.
Sharonda, I went through Police Academy back in 2000, and November marked 20 years from that time when I was in Selma, Alabama at Police Academy. And I had visions of what law enforcement was going to be like. I had served as a reserve for a couple of years, had some experience, but I never could have anticipated what it would actually be like. There is a lot that goes into serving as a police officer, and there are so many different ways that an officer can be challenged mentally and question themselves. I knew so many officers who were struggling emotionally in the job. I didn't feel like that there were that many resources for them, and I knew and they knew that if they ever said anything to, say, a supervisor or someone in charge, that they may not have their job the next day.
And that is the fear. That's the fear. And in most cases, that's actually what happens. You go into this this profession wanting to help, just as you said, in your serving, but no one tells you that through serving and through helping, you're going, it's actually slowly tearing away at you. These are things that you'll never, you can't see, unsee things. You can't unfeel things that you felt. And they take a toll. They don't know how to get help because they don't teach you that in the academy. You have your 8-hour course, of mental health, and that's it. But you don't really deal with the reality of it. Knowing that someone in your class, probably half of you are going to have some type of post-traumatic stress, and a few of them may even take their lives as a result of that stress. Yeah.
Well, Sharonda, it's one thing, of course, to lose your husband in the line of duty in the way that you did. It's another thing to take a step to be an ambassador, a spokesperson, if you will, for an organization. What caused you to take that next step to want to help other families given the circumstances with your own?
The need is there, and I know what it's like. I knew what it was like to feel alone. I knew what it was like to need help and to be a part of that, to be able to help. Because that's essential. That's what it was about, because I needed that and I was given that. So in turn, I give it back. And I didn't want anyone else feeling. If we could just prevent one death, if we can just bring awareness to one person, one family, our job is done.
Speaking of awareness, Sharonda, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to bring awareness to Blue Help. I want people to know how to connect with Blue Help. Maybe, as I said, this is the first time they've heard about Blue Help. They've been looking for resources like this. Maybe there's someone in your position, and maybe there's someone in April's position that feels alone right now. I want to be able to share that when we come back. Will you stick with me?
Yes, yes.
Folks, right now we're talking to Sharonda Calderon, representing Blue Help, as we speak about this special organization and how they helped her family and how they helped April Bradley, who I talked to on Wednesday. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I hope you're having a great Saturday. We're talking about a very special organization right now. It's called Blue Help. You heard about it for the first time through the Mark White Show on Wednesday as I talked to my friend April Bradley, who I had known her husband Charlie way back when he was in high school at Hueytown High School. I was in Pittman Middle School. He's about 4 years older than I am. I didn't realize at the time that he had a desire to be a police officer. Well, I did too. And I ultimately became a police officer around the same time Charlie did. I graduated police academy November of 2000. And I believe he entered law enforcement February of 2000 after he finished academy. Right now, I have on the line with me to talk about Blue Help and to bring awareness to this special organization who not only helped April, but helped the guest that's on the line right now, Sharonda Calderon. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sharonda.
Thank you.
There is a lot to this, and I know that we could talk for hours about the different stories and situations that you have heard being a part of Blue Help. We want to be a support to families who are going through the struggle of their lost loved one. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show, Sharonda.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When we talk about Blue Help, and I know that this means a lot to you because you took that step, as we said in the first segment, for you to help other families. You knew that this was important and you wanted to make a difference through Blue Help. What have you seen when it comes to other families, like, for example, April Bradley and other families who have found Blue Help as a resource?
Comfort. That's exactly what I have found with the families. We have, it's comfort. It's support. We're able to support each other because there's no one else out there that looks like us. No one. Suicide, as well as law enforcement, no one else looks like us. So we're actually, everything is different. It's still a different culture. Just as the climate, being in law enforcement as a family, the culture is different. Well, it's the grief, everything is still different. It's still a different culture. And what we found through Blue Help is that support. Knowing that Blue Help's mission is to break the stigma, because we're all aware that it's the stigma that is actually essentially responsible for taking our loved one's life. Post-traumatic stress, you're not going to die from that. But what keeps you from getting the help that you need is that stigma. So the mission to break that stigma and to educate, that is what we have, because essentially we all want the same thing. We don't want anyone else to feel what we're feeling. We want to honor our loved ones. And that's what we have. That's what we have with Blue Help. Blue Help, this acronym, stands for Honor, Educate, Lead, and Prevent. So we're honoring the officers. We're educating those of post-traumatic stress and even officers of their own mental wellness. We're leading. Through doing those things, we're actually leading and standing for it and pretty much putting it in the face of everyone that this is reality. This is what this is. And that's the way we prevent it. That's how we will prevent that next loss. And that's what, I guess I just went all the way into it, but that's what Blue Help is about.
And I don't think anyone who enters law enforcement ever thinks that they want to get in a position where they're mentally challenged to the point where they take their life. A person who enters law enforcement, They want to serve their community. They want to make a difference. But yet the things that go along with that, as I mentioned in the first segment, there are so many different elements. And I think that understanding what an officer goes through, a person who may be in a supervisory position, a person who has authority in a community, to understand the challenges that an officer faces and to try to deal with them as a human being behind the badge that they wear.
And the sad thing about it, that is true. And just add feeling separate from everyone, even in the department, because you're going through something.
Yes.
Something that happened to you, because post-traumatic stress happens to you. It's not something you're born with. It's an injury. It's a psychological injury. And you're feeling separated from everyone else because no one understands and no one has taken the time. Times are changing, and I'm very happy about that, that people are starting to understand and they are bringing awareness. They are starting to have those conversations and acknowledge the monster in the room. They're starting to do that. But look at how long it took. And even now, we're slowly moving into it. But it's still progress. It's still progress.
Well, Sharonda, I'll tell you, when I heard that Charlie Bradley had taken his life, it was painful. It hurt to think about Charlie doing that, that his life was taken by suicide, because I knew Charlie during an age of innocence. I was 12 years old when I knew Charlie, and he wasn't but 4 years older than me. And then to think that this young man who had a desire to serve his community as a police officer ultimately took his life, it was very painful. It hit me pretty hard. And to think about other law enforcement officers like your husband, and say his name again for me, please.
Omero. Well, we called him Omar, so you'll used to say Omar.
Just like Omar, you know, he had a desire to serve the community. To think about Omar and officers that you now know across this country, male and female, who have had their lives taken by suicide, you expressed it. You said it's different. The stigma that goes with it and how people think about it. And I want people to know Charlie Bradley as a police officer. I want them to know his service. And I want to counterpunch on the stigma that's out there because Charlie took his life. That doesn't make him any less of an officer. That didn't make Omar any less of an officer. They served our communities. If I can help take away the stigma, and you can, and April can, and Blue Help can help with that, then I think that's exactly the path we should be on, because those officers deserve the recognition and the honor for their service.
That is true. Everyone, they all paid a price too. They all paid a price. It was just invisible. You couldn't see it.
And you paid a price as well, and your family.
Yes. And most people think that when the officer dies, that you will still be able to get the insurance and things like that. People aren't aware that when that officer dies by suicide, the families, they don't receive anything. Insurance is cut, just as in my situation. I saw my husband on Friday, and my insurance was canceled on Saturday. Families don't have insurance. The families of children, they don't receive retreats. They don't receive any type of support. Everything is pretty much just over with. They don't receive insurance. They don't receive any of those benefits that any other officer that died in the line of duty received. So the families are left. They're left with nothing and trying to figure out, how do I do this, as well as dealing with the loss. And usually the department sometimes usually turn away, and they're left to deal with it.
You've got children who need opportunities afforded them through the service of their parent, and you'll see that there'll be scholarships set up. A lot of times if an officer is killed in the line of duty, a lot of things will happen. The spouse will be taken care of, recognized in the process, and I can see where this is completely different.
It really is. Blue Help is actually the only national organization that actually tracks police officer suicides. So just think about that. Every other death, whether it's in the line of duty, heart attack, stroke, they're recorded. But when it comes to suicide, they're not even worth even recording and collecting. Blue Help saw that need. Karen Solomon, Steve Huff, and Jeffrey McGill, they all came together and saw that need and said, okay, something is wrong here. After dealing with their own and these are police officers after dealing with their own trauma, saw the need and tried to fit the need. And when you look at, in 2016, we lost 150 officers, and in 2017, 174 officers, and 180 in 2018, and my husband was one of those. And in 2019, we lost 239 officers. Last year, we lost 176, and this year to date, we're looking at 2021 officers. We need to ask ourselves that question, what is going on? You know, we see them falling in the river, and we're trying to pull them out, but we need to go further up and see why they're falling in. And that's where we help. And that's where the education starts in the very beginning. That's what we need to do. And that's the mission, to educate, to put that out there, and to recognize the families. Because ultimately, by recognizing the families, we're honoring those officers, because they have families too. They are human. And that's the thing people forget, as you say, when you have a uniform on, they see you something different. And with suicide, they see you something different too.
But ultimately, it gets to the point that an officer says, I'm just going to do this myself. I've had enough.
And you know, what's really sad is that officers, they do that. They think of all these alternatives, what I can do to end this. You know, the remedy to this situation is death, when it should be, I can get the help that I need. You know, that's where we need to be, to where the first option is, hey, I need to go to the doctor and I need to get the help that I need. And I need to be able to have support from my department that won't shun me in the process of it. And it's really sad, because the officers, they don't have any other way. Because also, no one wants to take their lives. No one wants to do that. But the pain and the emotional struggles and the battle that's going on, that's all they're left defenseless. That's what it is.
Today, Sharonda, I want people to reach out to Blue Help and get the resources, the tools needed to help them in whatever situation they're in. And I want you to be able to share how people can connect with Blue Help today if they would like to find out more about this special organization.
You can reach us at bluehelp.org, and that's BLUEHELP.org. You can go there, even if you're an officer and you're struggling, even family members that has an officer that's struggling. We have resources on that website. We can help you as much as possible. Reach out to us. We'll do as much as possible that we can to get you where you need to be and to get those resources that are needed. And for those family members that have lost someone, connect them with us. A lot of the times, they may not run across us, but you keep us in your pocket and pass our information on to them. Because here, they will be able to find comfort. We will do everything that we can do to support them, because these are the trying times for the families. They need the support. So bluehelp.org. Reach out to us. We have resources available for you.
And I'll ask the question, I know a lot of officers who are no longer serving, but it has taken its toll on them. Does the fact that they served at some point allow them to utilize Blue Help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those losses that we just received, those years I told you, those are included retirements. They're actually included in that. So yes, retirees, police, and corrections. Corrections fall up under the umbrella of law enforcement. Reach out to us. And actually, Blue Help is actually extending itself out to other first responders. So we'll start collecting data for other first responders. If they lost someone that's a firefighter by suicide, reach out to us. We'll do the best that we can do. We're actually in the beginning phases of that. But anything prior to law enforcement, family suicide, struggling, reach out to us.
Sharonda, it's been a real privilege to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Blue Help, to share about your own story and your own husband's circumstances, Omar. And I'd like to recognize him through the Mark White Show today, his service to his community, and the life that he led as a police officer. So thank you for your sacrifice as a family, and I appreciate you joining me here on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's my honor. Thank you.
Folks, Sharonda Calderon has joined us here from Blue Help. We're glad to have her here on the Mark White Show today. I hope that you will reach out to Blue Help if you can utilize any of their services. Maybe you're on the outside looking in. Maybe you're not a law enforcement member. Maybe you don't have a family member who is a police officer, but you would like to help. There are opportunities to do that as well, and I encourage you to go to bluehelp.org. When we come back, we're going to have a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we talk to 10-year-old Emery Murray. Now, Emery saved her nanny's life, and you're going to hear this story when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. 10-year-old Emery Murray had the opportunity to save her grandmother's life, and she took some courageous steps to help do that. I wanted to recognize Emery on the program today, and right now, we're headed to Russellville, Alabama to talk to Nikki Murray, Emery's mom, and Emery Murray. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Nikki and Emery.
Hey.
She's a little nervous.
Oh, it's fine. Glad to have you both. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Enjoying the snow, I guess. How are you?
I am doing fine. Emery, did you go outside and build a snowman or do anything fun in the snow?
Yeah, I built a snowman.
I hear that there are some things that you've done lately that have helped other people around you, especially someone you love very dearly, and you made some very good decisions to try to help them when they were having some health issues. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened that day and how you responded to try to help?
Well, she fell, and I was talking to her to keep her awake, and I called Mama, and Mama told Daddy to come up there, and I talked to her and kept my sisters calm until the ambulance got there.
Have you ever had anything like that happen in your life?
No.
How old are you, Emery?
10.
And this was your grandmother that was having problems?
Yeah.
How is she doing right now?
She's doing good.
What would you say caused you to make the decisions that you did to know how to respond and how to react when you saw that there was a problem?
My mom and dad really taught me a lot of how to help and stuff, so I just done that.
Mom, Nikki, I know you have to be very proud of Emery and her response to be able to save a life in this way. I don't know that Emery realizes the magnitude of what she's done and the example that she's now set for other young people if something bad happens like this.
Yeah, we're both extremely, the whole family is. We've lost so many people to this COVID, and my mom means so much to us, so we're both very proud of, all of us are very proud of her. We try to tell her over and over.
Well, sure, I know, and her sisters have a really good example as well to follow, taking her lead that she kept them calm. How do you keep two sisters calm, Emery, when there's a bad situation like that? How did you do that?
I told them Jesus was watching us, and I was walking up and down the hallway just praying. And
well, that's really great, and I know that your parents are proud of you, and your community is proud of you as well. And I wanted to recognize you here on the show because you're a good example for other young people, and if something happens like this, I want them to be able to make good decisions too, to be able to help those that are around them.
Yeah.
What would be your message to another young person that might be listening, maybe someone that's close to your age, say 10 years old, and if they have a situation like that, what do you say to them so that they can have the courage to make decisions like you made?
Just stay calm and call for help and pray and know that Jesus is watching over you.
Nikki, when we think about what Emery did, the decisions she made, I know by this point now you have a response from her grandmother, and I know that you mentioned that y'all have lost loved ones. How did this make her grandmother feel that Emery took this kind of action when she was struggling?
When my mom came to, she was like extremely upset and crying, but she said she remembered Emery talking to her, and she was very proud. And that's all. She's actually took Emery shopping and told her thank you over and over for it. She's very grateful.
You know, I don't know that we sometimes think about the fact that a 10-year-old can do what they do. We may take it for granted because it's a child, and we think, well, that child can't do this or can't do that. I don't know that we should question that when we think about how Emery's responded as a 10-year-old. That's pretty mature for a child.
Oh, absolutely. She is very mature for her age.
Sometimes that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't know how it happened, but she's very mature.
Oh, that's great. Well, Emery, I want to send you a gift card to Lawler's Barbecue and let you go eat at Lawler's. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a gift card to Lawler's, and I want to send you to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia as well. Have you ever been to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you tickets to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, and then we'll give you a gift card to Lawler's, and I hope that you just know that the Mark White Show appreciates you doing what you did for your grandmother, and I appreciate your response and how you treated your sisters during that time, and you made some very smart decisions. You made some very wise decisions, and I thank you for that.
Thank you for the gift card and stuff.
Well, you're most welcome, and I hope to get to see you very soon when the snow clears out. Maybe I'll come down to Russellville, and I'll get to meet you in person.
Okay.
Nikki, thank you so much for sharing Emery with us. Just an amazing girl, the amazing daughter that you have.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate you recognizing it.
Absolutely. I appreciate both of you, and I'll be in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
Folks, you've been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We want to give a big shout-out to Emery Murray and the courageous decisions that she made to help save her grandmother. What a wonderful story about a 10-year-old. And I'm just glad that we could have Emory on the show today to share about this, to encourage other young people to make wise decisions when they see something bad happening. They can step up and make a difference like Emory did. So we appreciate Nikki and Emory Murray joining us here on the Mark White Show today. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner. We're looking forward to that. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884. Or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Hey, this is Carl Ray, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, where she's living like sunny side up. And just like my old friend Johnny Nash would say, we all need a little sunshine, so y'all live like sunny side up.
It's gonna be bright. Bright, sunshiny day.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. It has been said that great leaders want to do more than just lead. Great leaders set out to make a difference. It's never about the role. It's about the goal. You do not have to be beautiful, talented, rich, or perfect to accomplish this. I think everyone can learn from these words. For me, personally, my goal has always been to be happy while making a difference in this world. This past week, I celebrated a big accomplishment. I released my first single called Average Puzzle Piece. I love to write music. I always have. But to release a part of my heart into the world was a big and scary step. I did not choose to release this song to become famous, make a ton of money, or go viral. For me, it was, and always will be, to make others happy with a gift I have been given and hoping to help one person that needed to hear that strong message in my song. Many people in our society do things for the benefit of themselves. Many become greedy and selfish. Some do charity work because of the image it portrays to the public. And others climb the ladder of success to become famous and forget the mission they started with. My point is that when you volunteer your time or collaborate with a company or business, think about the message you are helping to get across. It is not about how big the company is or how many people are hearing what you're saying. Even if you are just helping one person, just one, you are making the world a better place. For me, it doesn't matter if the job is for DreamWorks Animation, The Mark White Show, Nickelodeon, or volunteering my time to a local charity by performing in a gymnasium or a basement of a church. I will always think about the message being spread, staying true to who I am, and most importantly, who I'm helping. Every week, I am given the opportunity to uplift others by spreading happiness and offering positive insight about so many topics through Kyla's Corner on The Mark White Show. When I was offered this opportunity, I didn't know how many people I would help or how many people would even listen. I was just happy to have the opportunity to make a difference. Just as Mark White doesn't do The Mark White Show to be famous or to make money, he does it because he wants to make a difference and help people. That is the most important thing! Mark and I both continue to spread messages of positivity and kindness to help people, not for the benefit of ourselves. We will continue to spread our messages through our work, no matter if 1,000 people hear what we are saying, or singing, or just one person. Remember, it only takes one person to make a difference, and maybe that one person is you listening right now. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. So I encourage you to do things not just for yourself, but for others as well. Continue to make a difference in our world. And always live, as I do, sunny side up. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you. Hey everyone! I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Questioned about their abilities and discriminated because of the color of their skin, the Tuskegee Airmen, the 332nd Fighter Group, more than proved themselves on combat missions in Sicily and Italy and escorting bombers during combat missions in Europe during World War II. Right now, I have the privilege of going to Hillsborough, Alabama, and talking to Mr. Leon Creighton. And Mr. Creighton says that he considers himself one of the later generations of the Tuskegee Airmen. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mr. Leon.
Thank you, Mark.
And happy 87th birthday.
Thank you.
graduated in 1953, and I received a scholarship to attend Tuskegee, a one-year scholarship, and I gave it my very best for that 1 year because I knew it was limited. But that led to my 31 years of honoring being in the Air Force. May I share with you the four things that I learned as a ROTC cadet at Tuskegee?
Absolutely.
Okay, number one, I learned to say, yes, sir, no, sir, no excuse, sir. Finally, mission accomplished, sir. Those four things led me throughout my entire career associated with the Air Force and the Tuskegee Airmen.
I understand that you were a Boy Scout when you were younger, and that was of interest to you.
Having been associated with the Boy Scout led to my retirement from the Air Force, totaling 31 years. It was an honor to be a Boy Scout, and from there through my retirement, I'm just so glad to be an American and defend my country.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now on the line, I have with me Justin Batt, and he is the creator of Daddy Saturday.
Mark, such an honor to be on with you. Thanks for having me. Daddy Saturday is a mindset, right? It's not just about Saturday. It's every day. How do you apply intentionality to the way that you approach your children? Saturday was our day because in our family, my wife was working. I have the kids all day by myself. But I would ask the fathers out there to look at their weekends and say, how much of my schedule am I devoting to my family? On those Saturdays, yeah, you may have to give up golf, or you may have to give up some of your social interactions, or you may have a lot going on with your kids playing sports. But it's finding that time, could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, where as a family, it's just you as a dad sitting down and intentionally engaging your kids in relationship. Doesn't have to be expensive, extravagant, or extraordinary. It's just about having that time. And it's the addition of all of those memories added up that at the end of your kid's time in the household are going to create that lasting legacy with you as dad in their life. If you want to connect with me personally, LinkedIn is the best platform. So search at Justin Batt, B-A-T-T, on LinkedIn. Connect with me there, and we're just getting ready to launch Clubhouse Rooms. If people out there are familiar with Clubhouse, the new social media platform that you can do live talks. We've got a podcast. So I always recommend go to daddysaturday.com. It's the hub for all things Daddy Saturday. Dadboss.com, B-O-S-S. If you'd like to learn how to level up as a father in areas of faith, family, fitness, and finance. And then for those kids who want to be involved in our Kid Boss program, it's kidboss.com.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have with me Kyla Carter from Kyla's Corner to talk about her brand new single called Average Puzzle Piece.
Thank you for having me as always. It's always awesome to be here.
What was the inspiration for you to write this song?
The inspiration for me really to write this song was that showing everybody that it's okay to stand out and it's okay to be yourself. And for me, I've always felt like different from everybody else and, you know, never really fitting in anywhere. And when I wrote the song Average Puzzle Piece, it's really kind of a metaphor, which I don't know if people are going to get, but in a puzzle piece, all the puzzle pieces fit together. And the reference average puzzle piece is, I'm not a puzzle piece that fits in everybody else's puzzle. I'm not anything that's so perfect, and that's just in society's rule of what they think is wonderful or beautiful or whatever. So that's what I really wrote the song about, was being myself, and I'm going to keep on being myself. Because I think everybody can relate to it. At some point, one time or another, everybody feels like they don't fit in anywhere. So when I wrote the song, I really wanted it to be relatable, and the message of the song is coming across, and that's what's most important to me. And I guess the same thing with the Mark White Show is that all I want to do is get the message across to one person, and I don't need a huge response or be famous and the song to go viral or whatever. I just want it to reach one person, and it already has. So my goal is accomplished. There's Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. It's even on my Instagram. So you can find it anywhere at Kyla D. Carter.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I'll always know that I'm enough. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Jeff Dyack, who is a deputy with Whitfield County Sheriff's Department. Last year he donated his kidney to fellow deputy David Hedrick, and this year his daughter Chloe is battling cancer.
What they told us is with her diagnosis, which is an inflammatory myofibroblastic tumor, they do not have a lot of research on that. They told us, they said that usually when, if anybody is diagnosed with that, they usually just go in and remove it. But with Chloe's case, it had already massed inside of her stomach wall and had doubled the size of her stomach, and it pretty much took over the whole size of her stomach. They told us, if they were just to go in and remove it, that she would lose her entire stomach and part of her esophagus. That's when we started doing all the tests to see if there was any type of targeted chemotherapy that we could do. I know as far as Boston's Children's Hospital, St. Jude's, and Harvard Medical all got involved on her case, it was eventually St. Jude's had the final test, found a positive match on her protein test to try this infestinib drug on her. This drug is usually only treated for lung and brain tumors. Since she had a positive protein match in her genetic testing, they wanted to try it on her stomach to see how we could see if we could shrink it at all and see if it would work. Pretty much this is, she's just in a trial phase of it right now just to see if it's actually going to work or not.
I'd like to encourage you to go to Chloe's page on Facebook, which is Chloe Strong - Chloe Dyack, D-I-A-K. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884. Or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, we're honoring the service of Officer Charlie Bradley, who died by suicide on February 12, 2020, after 20 years of service. On the line, I have his wife, April Bradley. What is it about Charlie that you want people to remember and to say about Charlie years from now, decades from now, as they remember him as a public servant, as a law enforcement officer, as a military member?
I think he was a true servant. I believe he's more than that beautiful smile. He was loving and caring, and he didn't want to put the burdens of himself onto others. So he carried that bright, beautiful smile. He took on people's burdens. He provided them with laughter. I want them to know that his servitude, his giving, his Christian heart that he devoted himself as a father and to a husband. But most of all, he loved his career. That's who he was. His career meant everything to him. I want his legacy to be remembered as more than just a beautiful smile, but to know that a smile, he carried burdens, and he carried the burdens for everyone to make it a safe and loving place for everyone that was around him.
If you or someone you know in law enforcement needs help, I encourage you to go to bluehelp.org. You can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884. Or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have CEO and co-founder of Blanket Fort Hope, Alexa James, to bring awareness to child human trafficking and the great work that Blanket Fort Hope is involved in.
Thank you. Well, we hate that we have to be here to do this, but we're honored that we have the opportunity to offer a safe haven for these children in order for them to learn and grow and to be able to have a normal life as possible. And we believe that by catching them at earlier ages, that they really will have an opportunity at a full life. In the past 5 years, through about 400 trainings, we've probably trained over 4,500 individual people and businesses on what does human trafficking look like. What are the signs? You know, what can you do? How you can be involved? We want people to be educated, but we want to always leave them with a message of hope. This is not the message we want to give is the truth. And it is, to me, turning a blind eye is just as bad as committing the crime, because you know something's happening, but you're not doing anything about it. And the truth is that we're offering hope to these children. So it should be exciting to people that, yes, we know what's going on. What are we going to do about it? How can we help? You can go to our website, blanketforthope.org. There's information there on how to get in touch with me, or you can email me at Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, at blanketforthope.org. And I will be happy to answer any questions anytime. You can also sign up for our e-news. Love for you to do that. So those are great ways to connect.
You can also follow Blanket Fort Hope on Instagram and Facebook. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Once again, we appreciate Sharonda Calderon for joining us to talk about Blue Help, and I encourage you to go to bluehelp.org and also follow Blue Help on Facebook and Instagram. I'm glad we could also recognize Emery Murray from Russellville, Alabama, and we appreciate Emery and her mom, Nikki, joining us on the show, and we appreciate the brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter.
You can follow Kyla Carter at Kyla D. Carter on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Kyla's Corner Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to The Mark White Show today, and I hope that you will subscribe to The Mark White Show via the podcast, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. Please follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. If you have a suggestion for The Mark White Show, please send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.